Bloom's Day was celebrated in Ireland this month, and earlier this week, also in Israel. The Irish and English literature fans have taken the celebrated Irish writer James Joyce's magnum opus, Ulysses, and turned it into an almost national holiday on par with St. Patrick's Day. It memorializes Leopold Bloom, the Jewish protagonist, and describes his wanderings through the city of Dublin, thinking like mad as he meets the city's characters and frets his relationship with his wife. It's a totally fictional event where a Jew meets Ireland. Well, earlier this week, the Israel-Ireland Friendship League, together with the Israel Association of Writers in English, celebrated at the Dublin pub in downtown Jerusalem, where excerpts were read, music was played, and glasses were lifted. It was also attended by the Irish ambassador, Kyle O'Sullivan. Of course, this O'Sullivan was there to record the event.
So Bloom's Day is the one day every year when in Ireland and with Irish people all over the world, we celebrate this book, Ulysses, and this famous walk through the city of Dublin. And we look at the culture and the place, but also the fun and the stories and the people who are in the book. And it's a celebration, and it's celebrated here in Israel. And people like it. There's a click or a resonance with it a little bit for Israelis and Irish Israelis. But we also do it in Paris and in London and New York and places like
that. Of course, and you know, Ulysses by James Joyce is a very thick book and very hefty book. Not many people have actually read the whole thing, but it does resonate with a lot of people. What is it that makes it such a great piece of literature?
So it's a very intimate story about two men walking through a city they know very well, having small adventures on the course of one day. So, okay, from a literary point of view, there's a modernist style to it. It's very famous for the way it was written. But fundamentally, it's two men walking through a city they love. They have small adventures, and a lot of people can relate to it. If you like Dublin, or if you like the time, or if you just like the approach of how ordinary people see things, it works.
And of course, the main character, Leopold Bloom, is an imaginary Jew. He doesn't really exist, but he's a Jewish character. Why didn't James Joyce pick that?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? James Joyce was, he wrote the book while he was in exile in Paris, and he loved the city of Dublin, but he wouldn't go back, and he never went back. And there's this kind of longing to be back where he wanted to be, but he's not. And I think he picked, for his characters, one of them was an outsider, maybe the way he felt in other cities. And it's a way to look at Dublin from the eyes of different people. Of course, there were Jews living in Dublin at the time, not many, about 4,000 or 5,000. But they lived in the city centre, in the areas where Joyce sort of set Ulysses, or part of where they walked through on this famous walk.
What was it called, the area?
It's called Little Jerusalem. It was around a place called Clanbrassil Street. And a group of Jewish people who'd moved in the late 19th century, mostly from Russia, had settled there and had built their houses and synagogues and businesses. And it was a kind of a thriving, vibrant centre. And most of the Irish Israelis who live in Israel now, their parents or grandparents would have been from that part of Ireland, that little Jerusalem in Dublin.
Are you required to read Ulysses as an ambassador?
I'm required to read it as a school child, I think, in Ireland. But
wasn't it banned?
I think that's what made it popular, didn't you? It was banned for a little while. It was of its time, maybe a little racy. But it's one of those books, as you can imagine, lots and lots of people have a copy of it they haven't read yet. Lots of people read the first bit and the last bit. But it's accessible enough. And I think you can enjoy it. You can enjoy as much or as little as you want of it. You don't have to read the whole thing.
Now, you know, when people think of Ireland who are not Irish and looking at Ireland, they look at St. Patrick's Day, oh, that's one of these cultural events. But also, Bloom's Day has become a very important cultural event for Ireland.
It has, and it's so it's celebrated all over the world, and we like to promote it, and it's a thing for us. It's urban. You see, a lot of Irish culture that you see in pictures and in music is about the countryside and the mountains and the sea. But this is a really urban city centre kind of thing, and you know, it's like Jerusalem, and it's not about the beautiful countryside, it's about the things that happen in the city. And that's kind of nice for us. A lot of our culture is maybe less urban, and this is an urban thing.
On hand for the live music was fiddler Jonathan Miller, who combined klezmer and Irish music, resulting in a new genre. Michael Kagan, of the Israel Association of Writers in English, managed to get his tongue around a Joycean lexicon of words in this excerpt.
Walk, walk, walk your way. Walk in safety. Walk with care. By Bloom? What was Bloom's words? Gefellach, Harmon, Rakatech, Minbad, Letzamatech. Thy temple amid thy hair is as a slice of the pomegranate. Shir HaShirim. How was a glyphic comparison of the phonic symbols of both languages made in substantiation of the oral comparison? By juxtaposition, on the penultimate blank page of a book of inferior literature style entitled Secrets of Sin, Bloom in turn wrote the Hebrew characters Gimel, Aleph, Dalit, and in the absence of Mem, a substituted Kof, explaining their arithmetical values as ordinal and cardinal numbers, 3, 1, 4, and 100, descendant of Noach, progenitor of Israel, an ascendant of Heber and Hermon, progenitors of Ireland, their archaeological, genealogical, hagiographical, exegetical, homiletical, toponomatic, historical, and religious literatures comprising the works of rabbis and Chaldees, Torah, Talmud, Mishnah, and Gemara, Musa, Pentateuch, Book of the Dung Cow, Book of Ballymote, Garland of Howth, Book of Kells, their dispersal, persecution, survival and revival, the isolation of their synagogical and ecclesiastical rites in Ghetto, St. Mary's Abbey and Mass House, Adam and Eve's tavern called the Dublin. The proscription of their national costumes in penal laws and Jewish dress acts, the restoration in Hana, David, Zion, and the possibility of Irish political autonomy or devolution. What anthem did Bloom chant partially in anticipation of that multiple ethnically irreducibly consummation? Which anthem? Kolot balevav benima nefesh yehudi omina. Our hope is not yet lost, the ancient hope to return to the land of our fathers, the city where David encamped.
The novel ends with a long monologue of Leopold's Gentile wife, Molly Bloom, who reminisces her loves back in her island of birth, Gibraltar. Actress and theater director, Gavriela Lev.
And I saw that he understood or felt what a woman is. And I knew I could always get round him, and I gave him all the pleasure I could, leading him on till he asked me to say yes. And I wouldn't answer. First, only looked out over the sea, over the sea and the sky. And I was thinking, a Oh, I was thinking of so many things he didn't know. Of Mulvey and Mr. Stanhope and Hester and Father and old Captain Groves. And the sailors playing, all birds fly, and I say stoop and washing up dishes, they called it, on the pier. And the sentry in front of the governor's house with a thing round his white helmet, poor devil, half roasted. And the Spanish girls laughing in their shawls and their tall combs. And the auctions in the morning, and the Greeks and the Jews and the Arabs, and the devil knows who else from all the ends of Europe. And Duke Street and the fowl market all clucking outside Larby Sharon's. And the poor donkey slipping half asleep. And the vague fellow in the cloaks asleep in the shade on the steps. And the big wheels of the carts of the bulls, and the old castle, thousands of years old, and yes, and those handsome Moors all dressed in white, and turbans like kings asking you to sit down in their little bit of a shop, and Rhonda with the old windows of the Posadas, glancing eyes, a lattice hid for her lover to kiss the iron, and the wine shops, half open at night, and the castanets. And the night we missed the boat at Algeciras, the watchman going about serene with his lamp. And oh, that awful deep down torrent, and oh, the sea! The sea! Crimson sometimes, like fire! And the glorious sunsets, and the thick trees in the Alameda Gardens, yes, and all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses, and the rose gardens and the jessamine and geraniums and cactuses, and Gibraltar as a girl, where I was a flower of the mountain, yes. When I put the rose in my hair, like the Andalusian girls, and I wore red, yes, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him, with my eyes, to ask me again. He asked me, would I? Yes, to say yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will.
Malcolm Gafson, the longtime chairman of the Israel-Ireland Friendship League, who organized the event, had this to say.
We're very happy to be in Jerusalem because there's a lot of Jerusalem connection in Ulysses, which actually celebrating 100 years since it was published back in 1922. So it's 100 years, and although Bloomsday is 16th of June, we sort of took poetic license because this whole month is Bloomsday Festive Celebratory Month.
And of course it's the famous character Leopold Bloom, who is an imaginary Jew.
That is very true, and it's funny, everybody asks why back in 1922 he came to pick a Jew, you know, because there were not so many Jews in Ireland, in Dublin, but he picked him because he looked upon himself as being an outsider. James Joyce based all his characters, Leopold Bloom, Bella Cohen, the owner of the brothel famous Rothenstein and others, and people he knew in the Jewish area of Dublin, which was called Little Jerusalem. No, even the non-Jews called it the Little Jerusalem. And he took the characters from there and he put it in his book Ulysses. So it's like, if he widely referred to Little Jerusalem, well, why not come up here and have it in the actual Jerusalem of today?
And so ended Bloomsday, celebrated in Jerusalem at the Dublin Pub.